You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito, the station manager here at these radio stations, the pastor of Island Community Church. We are located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30, and Lord willing, soon we'll be meeting Wednesdays again. But as of right now, Sunday mornings at 10:30, and what you hear on the radio is what's going on at Island. We're in a study in the book of Revelation. We're in chapters 16 through 18 here this week. I've entitled this sermon, Mystery Babylon. When we're done by Thursday, hopefully it won't be as much of a mystery anymore as it was when we started. Our mysteries are going to be whittled down to a few, and that is understanding the riddle of who the Antichrist is and understanding whether or not Babylon means Babylon, or if it means, like it did back in the first century, it meant Rome. When you read the end of Peter's letter, 1 Peter, he said in 1 Peter 5:13, he said, those in Babylon greet you. Now, Peter was never in Babylon, but that was a word used by the early church that meant Rome, was a code word for Rome. So when we read Mystery Babylon, we believe that Rome is going to be this city here, and they're going to be related to the church. Now, we know, well, we'll leave that for another day. That's where we're at here today. I'm out of time for an introduction. Part two now of this message, I'm going to pick it up reading an Old Testament text here, Ezekiel chapter 38, in response to what we just read in Revelation. Demons are going to go out to the kings of the earth and gather them together for Armageddon. Now, one of those demons is going to go and visit the king in Russia. That is where we're picking it up today.
After many days, you are going to be visited. In the latter years, you will come into the land of those brought back from the sword and gathered from many people on the mountains of Israel, which had long been desolate. They were brought out of the nations, and now all of them dwell together. You will ascend, coming like a storm, and cover the land like a cloud, and all the troops and many peoples with you. Thus says the Lord God, on that day it'll come to pass that thoughts will arise in your mind, and you will make an evil plan. That is that fulfilled. One of these demons is going to get in his, he's going to travel here to Russia, and this is how Satan works. It's through your mind. When Paul said, we're not ignorant of his devices, what we say today is a joke. Oh, that'd be Jedi mind trick. He always operates through your mind. This is how Satan gets to you. He puts thoughts in your mind. This is what's going to happen here. One of these demons is going to go all the way to Russia, to the king of Russia, and God says, in Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 10, that evil thoughts are going to come into his mind. That is what these demons here are going to do here in verse 14. They're spirits of demons performing signs which go out to the kings of the earth and to the whole world and gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. Now, in the midst of this information comes a warning from the Son of God himself, who is responsible for what you're reading. He says, "Behold, I'm coming like a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame." You see that? Watches and keeps. Watches and keeps. Two action verbs. Watches and keeps. Blessed is he who watches and keeps. Better watch out, he says, because I'm going to show up unexpectedly as a thief. And I would assume to do what thieves do. Remember, thieves steal valuables. They don't take worthless junk. When a thief breaks into your house, he steals what's valuable. So when Jesus says he's coming as a thief, he's going to steal what he thinks is valuable to him. Not what he thinks, what he considers valuable. And the word for steal is the same word for rapture that we go by. The word harpazo, it means open theft. In the midst of all this judgment, he says, "Behold." He's drawing attention, like the word means to draw attention to something. "Behold, I'm coming like a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps." Remember Hebrews 9:28, it says he's coming again a second time apart from sin to all those that look for him. All right, verse 16, they gathered them together to the place called in Hebrew Armageddon. Verse 17, then the seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air, and a loud voice came out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, "It is done." Okay, seventh bowl and the corresponding damage, verse 18, would be the greatest earthquake ever. Verse 18, and there were noises and thunderings and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake. Such a mighty and great earthquake as has not occurred since men were on the earth. Now the great city was divided into three parts, and the city of the nations fell. And Babylon the Great, or Great Babylon, was remembered before God to give her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. Who would like to drink out of this cup today? You ever grab someone else's wrong cup? Drink accidentally? How about a gulp of this cup? The wine of the fierceness of his wrath. Then every island fled away. The mountains were not found. And great hail from heaven fell upon men, each hailstone about the weight of a talent. Who knows how much a talent weighs? 75 pounds. So this is the equivalent of an anvil falling on your head. An anvil. And what do people do? Great hail from heaven fell upon men, each hailstone about the weight of a talent, and men blasphemed God because of the plague of hail, since that plague was exceedingly great. Then one of the seven angels, having the seven bowls, came and spoke with me, saying, "Come, I'll show you the judgment of the great harlot that sits on many waters, with whom the kings of the earth committed fornication, and those dwelling on the earth became drunk from the wine of her fornication." That's chapter 17, verse 2. All right, now let's cheat for a moment. And let's trace down what this symbol means here, waters. Verse 15 says this. Then he said to me, "The waters which you saw where the harlot sits are peoples, multitudes, nations, and languages." Every one of these mysteries, the ones that are hard to understand, he gives us the understanding for. Let me connect these dots. "Come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters." Now in verse 15, the waters which you saw where the harlot sits are peoples, multitudes, nations, and languages. All right, now back up again to verse 3. So he led me away in the spirit into a deserted place. And I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast full of blasphemous names, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was clothed in purple and scarlet, gilded with gold and precious stones and pearls, having in her hand a golden cup filled with, notice how everything on the outside is expensive and looks great. Clothed in purple and scarlet, gilded with gold, precious stones, pearls, having in her hand a golden cup being filled with abominations and the filthiness of the fornication of the earth. And on her forehead a name was written, a mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and the abominations of the earth. All right, now here's the trouble. In Greek, it's all one big sentence. And they're unsure where to put the period there or a comma. So some translations, most of them, read like this. On her forehead, a name was written, colon. Mystery Babylon, the great, the mother of harlots and the abominations of the earth. Now, I think the correct reading is, on her forehead a name was written, comma, a mystery. There goes the colon. And now here is what's written, Babylon the Great. Not mystery Babylon, but the mystery goes to what it means. The quotation starts on her head with Babylon. If you wouldn't follow me, it doesn't start with mystery. It starts with Babylon. On her head a name was written, comma, a mystery, colon, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth. Now I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I marveled with greater amazement. All right, think about it. Mystery Babylon. You know, I don't feel so bad now. 2,000 years later, and it's still a mystery, amen? I don't feel so bad. We're still trying to figure this out. In due time, this will be fully understood. So many people think the woman represents the apostate church at the end of the age. Now, Dr. Criswell, one of my heroes, one of the greatest Baptist preachers ever, said that at the end of the age, there's going to be, to use his own words, a devastating union between church and state, unquote. There's going to be a devastating union between church and state. And John is going to see something here to lead him to believe that this woman is Christian. And that's why he's going to marvel with great amazement. Anyway, church and state. Church and, you know, everyone cries about and insists there need to be a separation of church and state, right? And I couldn't agree more, right? There needs to be. Uncle Sam, world government, stay out of my business. Keep your nose out of the Church of Jesus Christ. You've got no business here in the church. This is God's house, not yours.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD.